Welcome to Renew Devotionals. In this time with God and His Word today, we're studying the books of 1st and 2nd Chronicles as we continue in our Through the Bible series, Cover to Cover. Before beginning, take a few moments to center your heart. Ask God to give you faith, wisdom, and humility as you hear and respond to His Word. Our scripture today comes from 2 Chronicles chapter 36, verse 23.
Thus says Cyrus, king of Persia, "The Lord, the God of heaven, has given me all the kingdoms of the earth, and He has appointed me to build Him a house in Jerusalem, which is in Judah. Whoever there is among you of all His people, may the Lord his God be with him, and let him go up."
I recently read the novel Once Upon a Wardrobe. It's an endearing story set in 1950s Oxford about a little boy named George and his sister Megs. George has a heart condition and not long to live, so the sibling duo sets out to find hope in the midst of the tragic situation. George discovers C.S. Lewis's novel, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, and he falls in love with it. More than anything, he becomes enchanted with the lion character, Aslan. Aslan is the creator and one true king of the world of Narnia, and he embodies perfect goodness and love and strength. As he pours himself over this story, George starts to suspect that Aslan is more than just a fictional creation. George's sister Megs begins meeting up with the author C.S. Lewis, and she collects stories about Lewis's life to bring back to George. She's out to discover for George where Narnia came from or what inspired its themes and its characters, especially Aslan. As Megs reports the stories of Lewis's life back to George, George uses his imagination to sketch drawings of the stories as he envisions them. Near the end of the book, George's dad finds these sketches. Each page is a scene from Lewis's life, but the surprising element is that each page also has a colored lion in the background. Listen to this dialogue between George and his dad. "George," Dad says, "it looks like you think the lion followed the author around for all of his life." George nods, "I think the lion follows all of us around. We just have to look for him." George has come to connect Aslan with God. He's come to discover that the compelling concept of the tender, protective care of Aslan is not just a piece of fiction. It's pointing to something real. The setting for the books of 1st and 2nd Chronicles is one in which the Israelites feel very distant from the presence of God. You could say that, unlike George, they're not aware of the lion in their midst. Why are the Israelites in this position? Well, after rebelling against God, the Israelites spent 70 years exiled from their land. They were conquered by other nations as the consequence for their persistent unfaithfulness to God. But then, in the passage we read at the beginning of this devotional, we hear the invitation for the Israelites to return home and begin rebuilding their temple. The book of Chronicles was written to Israel upon their return. Its purpose was to bring hope to the nation who, after enduring many years of exile from God's promised land, was questioning, "Is God really still with us?" You see, at this point in Israel's history, many of God's promises remain unfulfilled. So, with the memory of their unfaithfulness so real and heavy on their minds, the people must be wondering, can we still expect God to fulfill all His promises? Maybe you resonate with this feeling. Like the Israelites, you're questioning God's presence with you. Because we can't see or touch God, it can be difficult to remember that God is with us in every moment. Maybe you struggle with thinking you've done something to cause God to move away from you. Let's look at how Israel found hope in their doubt. The Book of Chronicles retells Israel's history to highlight the past faithfulness of God. And it does so that Israel might be inspired to have hope for God's continued faithfulness. In other words, Israel's past becomes a source of hope for the future. The book starts with a genealogy that emphasizes the royal and priestly lines of the Israelite tribes, Judah and Levi. Look at what God has done for you, Chronicles is conveying. God brought from you a line of kings and priests, and he is working through your nation to bring blessing to the world. In pointing to God's past faithfulness, Chronicles is reminding the people that they can trust in God's promise to bring a descendant who will be the ultimate king and priest to Israel. The book also recounts stories from the golden age of Israel under King David and when the temple was built. Again, these narratives not only remind the people of God's work in the past, but they inspire Israel to keep trusting in God's present work. The book is conveying, if God has already done so much for you, then why would he stop now? Today, we can actually see how God was faithful to fulfill his promises. Jesus was born into the royal line of Judah, and he now rules as the ultimate king, inviting all the nations of the world to come and live under his reign of peace. Jesus also fulfilled the priestly role of the line of the Levites, not by offering sacrifices like the Old Testament priests, but by becoming the ultimate sacrifice when he died on the cross. And finally, Jesus fulfilled the temple prophecy, not by building a new physical temple, but by coming to earth as the true temple. Jesus was the very presence and power of God among humanity. So the faith that Chronicles sought to inspire did not end in disappointment. God fulfilled every promise in Jesus. The Israelites recounted stories of God's faithfulness to them in their times of doubt. What would it look like for you to do the same? When you don't feel God's presence, when you question his love for you, when you doubt the promises he makes in his word, could you look back at God's faithfulness in your own life to regain assurance and hope? We all have different stories and unique evidence of God's presence in our past. But Christians all have one thing of their history in common, their salvation. The gospel, or the good news that Jesus saved us from our sin and made us his own, it's not something we graduate from. One theologian put it this way: the gospel is not a hotel to pass through, but a home to live in. Not jumper cables to get the Christian life started, but an engine to keep the Christian life going. So when you're feeling distant from or doubting God, go back to the gospel. Reflect on your salvation. Remember that Jesus died for you while you were still his enemy. You did nothing to earn his love in the first place. Isn't this evidence that there is nothing you could do to lose God's love? Remember that Jesus left his throne in heaven, entered into a life of immense struggle and suffering, and then died an excruciating death, taking on the weight of sin and the pain of separation from his Father. All so his presence could be within you. Isn't this proof that there is nothing you could do that would cause God to leave you? Take a moment now to reflect on God's past faithfulness to you. Remember George's quote: the lion follows all of us around. We just have to look for him. As you listen to the worship song, praise God for how he's made himself known to you and shown you his love. Come be with me, Lord. Be with me here. Just to know you more is
Father, draw near. I don't need power. I don't need strength. I don't need answers. All